From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, December 9th, 2008. Each week, we look at geospatial news and trends. This is Adina Schutzberg in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week, we take a look at three letters you might want to have after your name, Ph.D. What is a Ph.D. in GIS? What schools offer them? Why would you want one? Is it a degree that can get you ahead outside of academia? We'll explore the Ph.D. dilemma after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Now, the reason I wanted to talk about the PhD in GIS this week was because in the past couple of weeks, I've run into conversations about it within my consulting work. And I was beginning to think that maybe with the economy turning downward, people were starting to think about education and about higher education in particular. But when I really started to think about PhDs in GIS, I really can't think of anybody that I know who has one, and I couldn't off the top of my head name an institution that even offered one. Now, the Doctor of Philosophy degree, the PhD, as listeners probably know, is an academic award granted for advanced study and original research in a particular field, and it's typically the highest qualification in any discipline. And most of us run into PhDs in college because many tenured professors do have such degrees, although, of course, you don't have to have a PhD to teach in college. And most of the PhDs that I ran into as I pursued my geography degree were geography PhDs. Now, today it turns out you can, in fact, get a PhD in GIS. And there's two programs I want to talk about just to get some basics out there. At the University at Buffalo, you can get a PhD in geography with a specialization in GIS. And here's how they describe the program. Most PhD students in the specialization in GIS gain expertise in GIS and use the software as a tool to enhance their research in urban and regional planning analysis, environmental geography, industrial geography, or other topics. Some students choose to specialize in GIS itself, especially in geographic information science, the science behind the software, developing and augmenting the theory behind GIS, extending the capability of the software, or studying the relationships between GIS and society. And I really like that description because it gives the sense of GIS as both sort of tool and science in and of itself. But that degree, should you get it at Buffalo, is in fact going to be a PhD in geography. Now, at University of Texas, Dallas, you can actually get a degree in GIS, and that's Geospatial Information Science. And that degree began being offered in 2006. And I'm going to quote Dr. Ronald Briggs, who did a press release about the program, said that the objective of our PhD in GIS will be to develop individuals capable of advancing this exciting field by developing new knowledge or capabilities relevant to it, graduates who should be attractive to the burgeoning geospatial technology industry. And on the website for the program, they note that students will find employment in research departments of public and private organizations and in major academic institutions because of their ability to build bridges to other areas, unquote. And I like that description because of this idea of a GIS person being the connector to many different kinds of disciplines and users. Those are just two of the kinds of degrees you can get that are actually in GIS or have a specialization in GIS. But let's talk about something more basic than that. Why would somebody want to get a PhD in anything, GIS, geography, math, history, science?
The idea of advanced study in a particular area, I think, is important. You need somebody who's going to really delve down into the nitty-gritty of any given discipline. And science is a particular, I think, a valid avenue for pursuing advanced studies into a doctorate level because you need some basic research on particular disciplines. Now, I'm a bit conflicted about whether anyone should get a PhD in GIS. I do like what you just said about there being a connector to various disciplines. But generally, if I'm going to pursue advanced studies, it's going to be in a specific discipline. It's going to be in geography or geology or advanced medical research. To say that you're really going to get a PhD in GIS, I think is still out there for debate, because what I would rather see is somebody get down and dirty into a particular, like I said, a discipline. Why you would want to get a degree into a tool, I think is a challenging question, because it is just a tool. Now, to get into GI science, yes, that's, I think, a valid discipline, in particular if you're going to talk about spatial statistics or developing new algorithms to advanced spatial interaction models or something like that. But generally, I think you want to go into a discipline. You want to look at either a market research or a particular demographic or cultural change. So that's where I think your PhD might be, not in the tool itself. I mean, we don't give PhDs for customer relationship management systems, right? That's just another tool. Like I said, I'm conflicted about whether you want a PhD in GIS specifically.
Right. And I think you raise a really good point about the difference between GIS as sort of a tool versus GI science as a mathematical, programmatic sort of field of study. And I think it's interesting to think about a GIS degree in the same context as perhaps a computer science degree. Now, are those sort of parallel? Because there's certainly plenty of people out there with PhDs in computer science.
Yeah, but what they're developing are algorithms for something more specific than that tool. I think that they're certainly developing a focus on a language and developing certain, I would say, subsets of tools to get you to a certain answer. They're looking at programmatic developments, or they're looking at mathematical developments. But again, the computer is always used as a tool to get you to a certain answer.
I, like you, have a bit of a discomfort with this concept. And part of it is because it's new. There just aren't that many programs out there that even offer it. But part of it, too, is this idea that, for me, that GIS is a tool that we use to study this thing called geography. So I would be much more comfortable with somebody who had a broad geography degree with a specialization in, or who had a degree, a PhD in environmental science with a specialization in GIS.
Absolutely, and that's always something that I've been wondering. Why don't more universities offer cross-disciplinary programs? And I think UPenn does in Philadelphia. And I think there are other programs like that. I think University of Redlands does that with their GIS program. But I think there's a real dearth of programs that look at GIS as something that can be cross-disciplinary and bring a variety of different sciences together. And again, how does GIS apply to these different disciplines? I remember years ago going back up to Dartmouth, where I did my master's, to the business school to try to get them, hey guys, GIS can be used in marketing, market research. Here is a school that developed the basic language of computer programming. They did not understand where this could fit into their curriculum. And I was a bit amazed. Here's a computer tool. Why aren't you applying it into the science of business? I still think there's a lot of education that needs to go on to the educational community about where GIS fits into their departments and their disciplines.
Right. And I should say that the UT Dallas PhD, if I remember correctly, is given by three different departments that come together to offer this degree. So it is very multidisciplinary right from the get-go.
Yeah, so that's a good example of cross-disciplinary approach.
Right. The other challenge I've always had about the whole concept of a PhD, and it was certainly something I thought about back when I was in college, was it was put in my head pretty early that the only reason you would get a degree, a PhD in geography in particular, was if you wanted to teach. That otherwise, a master's was probably enough. In many cases, a bachelor's is plenty. And the more I thought about it, the more I interacted with people out in the world who have PhDs in a variety of different roles, I got to the conclusion that getting a PhD should be like losing weight. You have to do it for you. If you happen to get a better job, great. If everybody is supposed to, by virtue of getting a PhD, add new knowledge to the humankind's knowledge base, which is all very nice. But again, that really all comes back to you. It's a very sort of personal kind of thing. And I would think that you'd have to really, 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 really love this stuff to get down into that nitty-gritty, do it. And I know I don't have the stuff to do that. I also knew pretty early I didn't want to become a faculty member, certainly a full-time faculty member at the university. So that was sort of off the plate for me.
I have a couple of different perspectives on that. One, when after I got my master's, and I did briefly consider a PhD, and I thought, you know, do I really want to put myself through this? And two, I don't know if I really thought that I was qualified enough to go on for a PhD, so I just said, no, let me go work for a while. So that was one perspective. The other perspective is my son is studying for a PhD, and you know, there was no interim step there. You either got your bachelor's in biology and then went on. He's studying virology. You go on and you say, well, if I don't have a PhD, a master's and bachelor's in biology doesn't really get me very far. So it's one of the situations where you either go on and you have to love this stuff because, you know, you're going to invest 5 years of your life getting a PhD. And it's a very practical, I think, decision to say, look, I got to do this. I'm not sure that's the case with GIS. You can certainly go very far with a master's.
You can go very far with a bachelor's.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Today we're much in demand.
Right, and that may change. But I think right now, in fact, I'll pose this to you since you have a lot to do with keeping an eye on the job postings within a couple of different sites. Have you ever seen a job posting that requires a PhD in GIS?
No, I don't think you will. Who would think that type of a qualification would be necessary in a particular job? Again, it's probably more of something you need for teaching, and I'm not even sure that's necessary.
Right. Well, so let's move on to sort of the related question: was if you should get yourself a PhD in GIS, who would you be working for? And I was surprised to find that this question had actually been asked on Yahoo Answers. Somebody had said, should I get a master's or a PhD in GIS? And the response, I don't really know who responded because there was no particular identifying information, but I think they make a good point. The response was, mostly you will end up working for a government agency of some sort. There are some big companies, maybe utilities and oil companies, that would be possible job paths. A bachelor's is probably good for the entry level, master's better. And going in with a PhD may actually work against you. They may feel that you will want too many dollars. With a PhD, you could probably get a tenure-track position at a university. And I think that's really right on. At this point, the demand for a PhD or the requirement for a PhD for any particular job, I don't think it's there yet.
No, I don't think it is either. And as you just asked, you know, we haven't really seen any demand for this. I think it's yet to be determined what type of job would require PhD.
And the point that the answerer makes about PhD working against you as you get out into the job market. That's certainly something I've run into. My first job was at a consulting firm, and we had all kinds of PhDs running around. There was exactly one in geography, I have to say, but most of them were in engineering and different kinds of science. And I remember speaking with one of the vice presidents who had a PhD, and it was a woman. And I said, so what are you going to do from here? And she said, well, you know, I can't really move up the food chain because I already make too much money. And for them to give me consulting work, you know, we have to charge the client at some quite high rate. So, in fact, she was finding herself with less and less work to do at the consulting firm and was looking to leave. But the problem was she was going to have the same problem at a lot of other companies because of the sense that we must pay a PhD at such a level and it's too expensive for us.
Yeah, it's an interesting data point.
It's an interesting question, and I hope that those people who are thinking about getting a PhD in GIS will find some and see how they're doing and see if they've gotten what they want out of it and have gotten to play the role that they want on the other side, whether that's academic or research or working for the government. The last thing I want to talk about is, do we think that the PhD in GIS will become a more popular degree? Will we see more organizations offering them? And will we start seeing a demand for them? Or is it too early yet?
I do think it's a little bit early. I think we're at this point looking to fill or backfill the pipeline of qualified GIS professionals at the bachelor and master's level. I think there is enough work out there for people who have a specific discipline that ties them with some experience in GIS and again, I'm thinking of areas of like geology or like cultural geography or people in the intelligence community who want to do that type of work. We're in desperate need, I think, of people who are qualified, who know how to use the tools, and yet have a specific disciplinary background in one of those, in either environmental science or geology or demography. So I don't think we're going to see that demand in PhDs, because I think there is enough of a demand out there at the lower levels that will be needed in the relatively near future.
Right, and I'm also wondering how we're doing in defining the core basic research in GIS that needs to be done. Who is doing that?
Well, that's a good question. I would bet a lot of that is being done by the vendors themselves. You know, they have to create the background algorithms to make their solutions work. So I wonder if that is where it's being done. I don't know of any schools that are working on that, unless, of course, there's contributions being done into the open source community.
I think you're probably right. It's an awful lot of the PhDs in mathematics who are working on these algorithms and trying to figure out sort of the core models that are going to be used to answer the questions of GIS. And I like to think some of that's being done in some of the, as was suggested in this Yahoo Answers point, the oil companies and natural resources, where we're trying to find more and get at it and manage it better. There's enough, hopefully, money and demand to maybe push that forward. But it'll be an interesting thing to watch, and certainly we'll be looking for new PhD programs popping up. And I'll also just ask, if any of our listeners do have a PhD in GIS, we'd love to hear from you. Where'd you get your PhD, and how has it worked out for you? What are you doing now?
And why did you do it?
That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to comment on today's episode or any of our podcasts, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, invites you to save the date for the 2008 ESRI Business GIS Summit, May 4th through the 6th in Denver, Colorado. Be part of this one-of-a-kind forum by submitting your work to share your GIS experiences and knowledge with other business professionals and industry leaders. The deadline to submit an abstract is January 23rd. For more information or to submit your work, visit www.esri.com/bizsummit. That's BIZSUMMIT.
And we'd also like to remind readers who haven't yet taken our 2008 reader survey to do so. We'll provide a link in the show notes. We appreciate your feedback.
Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.